Coming up on the Current OC, we take a look at our recent spring musical, Guys and Dolls.
Plus, we'll show you a recap on Mr. OCHS.
These stories and more, it all starts right now on the Current OC.
From OCTV,
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Current OC. My name is Braden Mermenter.
And I'm Joe Mayan, and it's insane to say we're reaching the home stretch of the school year.
Well, that's right, Joe. There's a lot of things to look forward to. Prom, graduation, and a whole lot more. But on today's edition, we start with Decision Day. On Friday, May 1st, the senior class made their college decisions and showed them off on Decision Day. They represented their choice by wearing their school's merch. Let's check it out.
Class of 2026.
Let's take you for a walk with our seniors. Here they are celebrating their decisions, supporting their college merch, and classmates and teachers give them a hand. This year has become a yearly tradition of the halls of OC. Here's the Current OCs to Lula Costell with some of our seniors.
Where are you committing to?
University of Tampa.
And what are you most excited for about committing to Tampa?
Probably actually having like weather that's nice and not going from cold to hot every 5 seconds.
What is your major?
Journalism and mass communication.
And what are you most excited for about
going? I really love the DC area, and it's right in the city, the campus, so I'm just excited for that.
What's one piece of advice that you would give to someone now that you're a senior and you're going?
Cherish every moment and meet as many people as possible.
And what are you most excited for about committing to Fairfield?
I'm excited to go out of state.
And is there one piece of advice that you'd give to someone now that you're a senior and going
on? Don't stress, it'll all work out.
Before spring break, it's one of the highlights of the school year, Ocean City's annual Knowledge Bowl run by our top-notch history department. Who will be the smartest team in our school? Let's find out. This year, we had some fierce competition right before spring break. There were teams from all grade levels going head-to-head in a trivia competition to see who was the smartest of them all. Although Sam Lowe carried his team of sophomores to the grand championship, they were no match for the OCHS senior championships, which consisted of Christian Horning Finneran, Henry Vells, Sean Smith, and the team captain, Gavin Matina. Afterwards, the champions talked about what led to their victory.
Thanks to our great captain, Gavin Matina, we were able to pull home a victory. We definitely had a lot of broad knowledge here, from sports to history to science to English literature.
Now, on to something everybody was entertained by. The spring musical, of course, Guys and Dolls. Lights, music, and a whole lot of talent took center stage as over 1,000 theater fans packed in the OCHS auditorium for the three performances of the classic Broadway musical, Guys and Dolls. Students from OC brought with the beloved production to life unforgettable songs, comedy, and colorful characters. Set in the streets of New York, Guys and Dolls tells the story of gamblers, showgirls, and unexpected romance, proving that sometimes the biggest gamble is love.
You know what? To think I missed out on a whole bunch of gambling on stage. Ton of money.
Joe, sit down. You're rocking the boat. You had to be there to see it. Trust me. Anyway, it was a great show. Not biased at all. You know what else you missed? Mr. OCHS. It was a great show. And Eddie Fuller...
I actually went to Mr. OCHS, and I can tell you a lot about what I saw. Let's rewind to yet again before spring break. It was an amazing night with five of our seniors competing for a spot at Mr. OCHS. They blew the judges and audience away with their creative performances. Well, maybe not the one who was telling those god-awful jokes, but let's go take a look anyway.
What would you do if you won the lottery?
Well, you see, that's a hard question because there are so many choices. But personally, if I won the lottery, I would donate some to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Fund to help find a cure for diabetes. And then I would put some in a retirement account for me, and then I would save up for my future kids' college tuition.
Just get more, just get more, just get more, just get more. What do you call a dog that can do magic?
What?
A labracadabrador.
Our Student Choice Award winner this evening is Jaden Sanders, CHS winner for 2026.
The Key Club brought plenty of Easter fun to campus, hosting a special egg hunt for students in the school's life skills program. Here's a look. Inside the library, colorful Easter eggs were hidden throughout the shelves, inside reading corners, and even tucked in between books. Members of the Key Club teamed up with life skills students, helping them search high and low for every hidden egg. The event brought smiles, laughter, and plenty of springtime memories. Joe. Why weren't you there? Where were you?
I don't pay attention to anything that goes on in the school.
Of course you didn't.
I'm done with this. Let's just go to sports. Madison?
Hey Raider Nation, are you caught up in playoff fever? The Flyers are finally back in the playoffs and face a must-win game 3 tonight in Philly. The Flyers are down 0-2 in their second round series with the Carolina Hurricanes. The puck drops at 8 o'clock, so get your homework done early. As for your Philadelphia 76ers, they are also down 2-0 in their second round series with the New York Knicks. The Sixers played without Joel Embiid in game 2 last night. Embiid woke up with overall soreness due to hip and ankle injuries. The Sixers put up a good fight in a back and forth battle, but down the stretch, they ran out of gas and lost 108-102. Game 3 will be back in Philly tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. If you haven't been paying attention, the Phillies have turned around their season since firing manager Rob Thomson. The Phils beat the A's 6-3 last night to win the fourth straight game. The Phillies have won 8 of their last 10, and they will go for a series sweep of the A's later tonight. Here in Ocean City, the baseball team is also riding a win streak. Coach Bristol's squad has won 3 straight after beating Absegami and sweeping a 2-game series with Hamilton. Senior Cam Street is leading the team at the plate and on the mound. He has a team-high 26 hits, plus he's thrown over 29 innings, registering 46 strikeouts. OC has just 5 regular season games left before they head into the playoffs. That's a look at sports. Back to you.
And now we move on to the spring pep rally. This included all spring sports, a dance team appearance, and a lot of school spirit. Let's check out our seniors' last prep rep.
Well, that'll do it for us on this edition of the Current OC.
Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting OCNJTV.com.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV, so be sure to like our page and follow us there too.
Thanks for watching.